Well, in 2003, I actually thought it would be kind of cool to have the antithesis of Midpoint. You know, Midpoint is a showcasing style festival for up-and-coming artists. I always thought it would be great to do a big festival, you know, on the river with national touring acts, kind of the other side of it. In 2009, I started working towards it. And in 2010, I'd done a lot of the legwork. In 2011, I announced it, and here we are 4 weeks out.
Why Cincinnati? Why did you pick this town?
Yeah, I live here. It's really that simple. I'm tired of seeing Cincinnatians leave our city to go elsewhere.
Exactly.
I'm tired of other bands playing other cities and not playing here. And I just figured, okay, it's time to turn the tables.
So what kind of bands did you look for to bring into Bunbury this year?
Well, you know, it's a combination of budget and kind of like taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with Niederlander on booking the event. And I sat down and I wrote up my favorite kinds of bands. I really wanted it to be very, like, authentic. I wanted it to be bands that have kind of come up, you know, through the clubs and have done great songwriting. And that's what I was looking for. And it was great. Like, I had some what I thought were obscure bands on the list, like Airborne Toxic Event, and we ended up getting them.
How did you draw bands into Cincinnati? They might not necessarily think of it as a music town, although it really is. So how did you get the headliners to come down here?
I mean, that really, it goes back to Niederlander. They book U.S. Bank Arena. They have a great history, a lot of credibility. And, you know, they more or less vouched for me. Otherwise, I don't think you would have seen this level of talent in the first year.
Yahoo did name Bunbury as number 9 of the top 10 national festivals for the summer. And, it's never even happened before. How did you get that kind of recognition?
I think a few things kind of played into this. The first being the quality of the lineup. It's a great lineup. The second thing, I think it's an unbelievable value. You know, $93 for a 3-day ticket is nothing compared to, you know, that'll get you a 1-day ticket at Lollapalooza.
So at the festival this year, it's not just music. There are 6 stages full of great bands the whole 3 days. Can you tell us about the extra features that we can look for at the festival?
Yeah, the first is Techbury, and it's just our little nod to technology. We're even going to have on one of the days a bunch of startups, 16 of them, in a bracket system, and they're going to do these pitch sessions, and then the crowd's going to vote on their favorites. And
that's cool.
You know, one company will win and get money for their startup. We have our little eco markets, and it's just a couple of vendors, you know, with sustainable goods, a vegan food option, and then we have Inkerton. We've got some independent, you know, small T-shirt and poster companies. And we've given them the license to kind of mess with our Bunbury logo and sell those at the event. And then, of course, there'll be food and beverages and all that good stuff.